You're on the radio station.
Yes, it was an actor that got very sick from some bat feces. And I want to know if y'all know about that. I forgot the guy's name.
Wait, if we know about the what with the feces?
A bat feces, and the actor got very sick. And I don't know if he died or who it was. I forgot his name because a bat had flew in my house just last week. And I was really scared because I don't know if the bat had defecated in my house or not.
So the bat defecated really in your house and then someone died in Cleveland?
What's that now?
People are always dying in Cleveland.
No, it was an actor, but I remember like he got sick. Someone got very sick from some bat feces.
Well, you know, bat feces is actually, it's called guano, and it's actually a delicacy in certain Aboriginal tribes in Africa.
Get out of here. I heard it. It was a poison.
That's a fact. People love eating bat crap
I
in Africa.
What happened to the bat that flew into your house? Is it still in the house? Or?
Oh, no. You know what? I looked up on the internet. And they said, you got to wear a hat. So I put on my fisherman cap, and I got some gloves, my work gloves, and a towel. And I I was trying to knock that sucker down.
Uh-huh.
And I threw the towel on him, and it was very hard to catch him. I went through about 5 shirts and the towel finally got him. And then what we did is we took I took a picture, and I put the picture. I had to dump out what I had in the picture. I had some cold water in the picture, so I had to throw it out the window. And then I got the bat. I got it out the towel, and I put the picture over it real quick.
Right.
And then I took it out, and they said to let it out near a tree. So I took it outside, and I let it out by the tree. But, man, that thing was scary. I tell you, it almost bit my ear or something, the way it was flying around. It was like Scooby-Doo. You know how the van in the beginning of Scooby-Doo be driving, and then all the bats be flying behind it?
Oh, yeah.
That's just how
it sounds
bat...
to me like you handled the situation perfectly. I can't argue with anything you said.
But wondering about the feces, or what you call it, how you said the bat name.
People are always wondering about feces, you know?
I didn't know if they was dangerous or poisonous, if I'm going to get sick because it went somewhere. I don't see any now, but I'm worried that this bat went because, you know, when animals come in the house, I had a squirrel one time came in my house and it crapped all over.
When in doubt, Google it. Like I said, I'm a big proponent of technology, and the internet holds the answers to almost all of life's questions.
And
so
problems.
If you go to Google and you just type in squirrel crap, you know, maybe something will come up. Maybe you can sell it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. But y'all are in a group? You in a group, though?
Yeah,
we're talking.
We don't kill bats in our group.
We're talking to members of the band Devo. The Whippet
Devo.
Guys.
Yeah, I remember y'all. They did a special, I think, on VH1, and y'all had them cones on your head, right?
Oh, yeah, that's us.
Oh, how y'all doing? Oh, man, I'm talking to superstars. How y'all doing?
We're doing.
We're doing. Yeah, we're doing.
Are y'all going to be performing? I heard y'all was out in Akron. You know, I heard you had, like, a convention out in Akron before.
Well, we have a convention out in Cleveland this Saturday.
Soon, right.
In Akron?
Cleveland.
In Cleveland? Oh, well, I'm right over here off 79th and Superior, so that's no problem. Where are you located? Where are you going to have the performance at?
They're going to be at the Beachland Ballroom.
Oh, the Beachland, that's over in Collinwood area. Huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right around there.
You know, they got a good chicken wing place over there. That's called Kim's. If you ain't had chicken wings, if you ain't been to Cleveland too much, you got to go to Kim's. That's right on St. Clair and right on 152nd of St. Clair. You just make a left past that McDonald's. It's got like a...
We can't advertise, but I sometimes go to B&M and get the piece of bread with the chicken.
Oh, yeah, B&M, that's the other one.
It's
a toss-up, though, between them two barbecue, because B&M, They got, you know, that sauce is something, but Kim's got like a peanut taste in their sauce.
Hey,
like
caller? Caller, I appreciate your culinary enthusiasm, but we have to move on. We have a few more callers, so you want to wrap it up with the...
You really doing something there down there at the radio to get these fellas on, because I heard they put it down. I tell you, I seen them on TV. I seen them in the cone hats. I know y'all get down. Y'all be dressing up like monsters. That's going to be something. I'm going to try and make it down there. I tell you, I'm going to give me some Kim's barbecue and bring y'all some chicken wings.
Come on by. You can come on by if you'd like to. Saturday.
All right. Well, my name's Jim now. I'll see y'all down there. And you take care of Beef Land Ballroom. Yeah, near Kim's.
Thank you, Kim. You're on a radio station.
Yeah, Devo, the band Devo. I'm talking to the band Devo. Is that true?
You can't believe it, can you?
I can't believe it, man.
Some things are too good to be true.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you go down and get some of those ribs and then put some cayenne pepper on it and offer it to the Eastlake police?
I don't know if that would be nice.
Well, you know, I was in the Los Angeles, actually Beverly Hills, lawyer's office when Sting signed the contract for the police.
Well, if you're a young officer and you get an upset stomach on a job and you get a call and you have to...
They're not getting upset about the kids in their own city that are using drugs and walking tricks and getting killed. This is what makes me sick.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta catch people trespassing and jaywalking, and if you have a stomach full of cayenne peppers and ribs,
And realize I'm drinking Mountain Dew, which has got a lot of caffeine in it, Code Red, because my spearmint gum for Shakespearean actors, and as Whoopi Goldberg says, I'm an actor, that means I could be an actress or an actor or in between anything else.
Hey, Carol, what's your favorite Devo memory?
Sitting in a cappuccino house in New York City, in the Lower East Side, and writing a play, I believe. Screenplay.
Okay.
I think, I don't know.
You want to sing Whip It for us?
I can't. I never was able to get, I never saw a concert. I heard smidgens here and there. I don't have a DVD player. I don't have a CD player, for Christ's sake. And I did have a CD player, but somebody... I had to hold it over my head is to protect my head and my solar plexus from being bashed in with a radio. I have another broken rib. I guess, it was worth it.
You could probably get a new rib with barbecue sauce on it.
I guess I was
Kim's.
Really God breathing the breath of life into Adam after I flew around like Tinkerbell figuring out the universe.
Carol, give us a call back a little later. We're taking a few more calls here for the organizers of Devotional 2008. Who are some of the bands going to be there, guys? Any new groups that people might want to check out? Any famous band members coming down? I remember a few years back they had an all-girl Devo band called Diva, tribute band Diva.
Yeah, the only new blood we have coming in this year in terms of performances is Malcolm Tent, who's been a long-time attendee of the Devotional, and he's going to be performing an acoustic set of Devo songs. And Matt Lindsay with Poopy Necropond is going to be back with... some other bizarre incarnation that plays music called Clevo. And they'll be doing whatever they're going to be doing.
Yeah, probably mixing Dead Boys and Devo songs together. If they're
probably something like that, yeah.
Is that band that does the bluegrass stuff going to be back? The Mutant
Mountain
Boys?
Yeah.
They're a pretty unique sounding group there.
Yeah, Samantha put that together, and she is excellent. There's some good songs that's going to be in that set list this year. It's going to be a longer set, too, I think, by a couple songs. So it'll be a good time.
Can we talk about the Devokey, which happens towards the end of the night? And tell them what that's about?
Scott, you want to go with that?
I think there's 10 or 12 songs on the list this year. There's a few new entries. And aside from that... pretty much the same participants. I think Bruce is going to be a new participant this year. But
explain the Devokey thing.
Well, Devokey is basically where we actually play the music live and someone from the audience sings. So rather than playing to a recorded track, they're performing with a live band. So it's a way for us to, perform more songs than we would otherwise, get more songs into the evening's event and get the crowd to get some participation, too.
And that means a crowd member can come up, maybe request a song, and just be the star on stage.
Well, the songs are preordained as far as what they're going to be. We have played requests in the past. We do have a pretty large repertoire of songs.
Yeah, what are we playing? I think 32 songs every this year? Request.
And something like that. Yeah, it's over 30. I know that.
You guys are, the band is called the Spud Boys, which is made up of longtime fans and longtime organizers and friends of Beastly and Scott Orsi, who you guys met over the internet, right, or at the devotionals, and decided to form a band which performs once a year at these special events.
It's pretty much, we couldn't exist without the internet. We're a product of technology. I wish I keep track of all the emails and files we send to each other, and it's a lot of preparation that goes into a band that consists of five guys who don't live near each other and get together once a year to put this together.
Okay, we have a caller here. You're on with the organizers of Devotional 2008 happening this Saturday at the Beachland, an all-day event. Yes, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, is this Devo?
Almost.
Is this a singer from Devo?
Next best thing.
Oh, okay. You guys sing that Whippet song, don't you?
Yes, that's one of the songs that we're supposed to be doing this year, correct.
Okay. Why is it that you guys have the red hats? What does that signify?
Well, I'll let you handle that one.
The red hats, I don't know if your mom ever told you this when you were a kid, but heat escapes from your head, right? Body heat and energy travels up through your body and into your head. When you're wearing one of those hats, which is called an energy dome, which is actually modeled after ziggurats, Incan ziggurats. It's actually an Indian thing.
And ziggurat? What is a ziggurat?
An architectural structure of the Incan Indians. So what happens is that the energy travels up your body, escapes through your head, and then the hat, the energy dome, the way it's shaped, it trickles it back down to the body, so it actually recycles your energy, you know, as you're wearing it. So it's an energy booster. It also keeps your energy more pure because it's the same high energy going in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, so it just helps keep the body fit, helps keep the performances tight.
And as we all know, there's nothing like some in and out.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, because they kind of look like some Legos, and I just wanted to know because, you know, have you ever seen those Lego guys in the, the Starship Galaxy Lego sets and stuff like that? It just reminded me of that. So I just wanted to ask you about that. And do you guys wear a lot of spandex and stuff like that? Because... You guys have
No spandex.
Okay. We wear Tyvek.
Okay, that's good.
But people can come wearing spandex to the devotional. You have no problem.
Yeah, wear whatever the hell you want.
Oh no! I mean, I don't like spandex. I really don't. I just wanted to ask about that because I just remember in the video you guys had that on. But I mean, speaking of the present, yeah, I heard a caller saying something about some bat feces. Is that what he was saying, talking about?
Yeah, there was a lady talking about this bat that got in her house and crapped everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, because there was an instance in which a very belligerent, very ignorant possum had gotten into my apartment, and I was going to open my cabinet to make some food and make a sandwich, and the possum came out and jumped to my counter, and it hissed at me, and I jumped back. I got afraid. I grabbed my broom, to try to ward it off, and it had jumped up and bit me in my ear, and I was very hurt. I had to go to the emergency.
Is that the end of the story?
Excuse me?
Yes, we're back on the radio here talking to Organizer Devotional. We're in the last few minutes of the interview. Very informative interview. They're telling you everything you need to know about the band's history. You don't even need to buy any biographies of the band or look them up on Wikipedia. You just basically needed to listen to the old-time Dry-Core radio show, and you basically get an inside look on what Devo is or was all about. 687-3515. We're in the last few calls here. Let's see. Scott, you there?
I'm here.
You ready to take a few more?
Bring them on.
This show is turning into a national program because the last three or four calls have all been way out of state from the old Buckeye here. We'll take some Ohio calls, too, just for the hell of it. Yes, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Alex again.
Alex, hang on. We're taking some... let's see who's on the radio. Who's this?
Yeah, I have a question. So you guys are not only organizing this thing, but you're also the Devo tribute band.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, I was just wondering what your relationship is with all the other Devo tribute bands. I mean, do you all basically get along, or is there, like, infighting and factionalism and stuff?
I don't think there could be anything more devolved than petty infighting between tribute bands. So the answer to that would be no.
All the Devo tribute bands that are around kind of occupy their own niche. I mean, all the Devo tribute bands that there are, they all have a different thing going for them. Like us, we reproduce Devo as absolutely closely as possible. You know?
And then there's the Mutant Mountain Boys, who might take in a little bit different direction.
Right, and they do bluegrass. And there's, like, Diva, who, you know, is a chick-fronted Devo tribute band. And then there's, like, Mongoloid out in California, who have a little bit more of a punkier thing going on, and there's Manga Lounge, who do lounge versions of Devo songs, and, you know, so all the Devo tribute bands, they all kind of do their own thing, and they all occupy a different space in the galaxy.
Geographically and by design.
Right.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you for your time. Have a good night.
Hey, Mark?
Yes?
You're not getting off the air that quick. Why don't you sing us a little verse of Beautiful World real quick?
It's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place. Something, 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 the way they comb their hair makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world for you, for you, for you. It's not for me.
Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. What, you guys want to sing backup with them or what?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Well, that's a little preview of Devokey, I guess, right there. Probably one of the more talented acts that, if he comes down live, I would love to see his live version of that. I think that would be amazing. 687-3515. We have a few more calls, and then these guys are going to go straight to bed because they got a big weekend coming up, and they got to go to sleep now because they have to sleep for 3 days straight to even attempt to pull something like this off. You on the radio? Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, first-time caller. Glad to hear you.
Yeah, first time. You know, just call me Penny Payne, Captain Penny Payne of the Underground, right?
Hey, Captain, what can we do for you?
I would like to know exactly what tribute band they are, and I would like to know if they are Spud Buds or Spud Bods, because I'm deaf. I can't hear.
Well, these guys are called... They're called Mini Devo. Have you ever heard of Mini Kiss? They're
like, you know, I'd like a Mini Kiss.
Midgets that played Kiss songs. They're like.
Spud Bodies? Because I think a better word would be Spud Buds. B-U-D-S. Are you there?
I think we're here.
When we conceived children, as flower children, you know, of the Vietnam era, when we conceived, we called you children in our bellies buds, like flowers buds. Does that sound like a rock and roll thing to you guys?
Well, we are called the Spud Boys.
Well, I think your fans should be called the Spud Buds. Sort of rhymes.
You guys want to take that into consideration?
I mean,
sure, why not?
For a Cleveland rock and roller chick, you know? That loves her hometown and was born at Huron Road Hospital in East Cleveland, where Shaw Ben went and toured China before we came in. Because you take a little walk in my hometown, you'll see some pretty pictures.
Appreciate your call, young lady. We'll talk to you again in a few minutes, all right?
I'll call you back.
Okay. Very emotional here over the... the Devo event happening. A lot of pure emotion comes out of the fans and performers and the vendors. I mean, it's just it's an emotional thing when people get attached to a certain time period or certain artists that occupy time periods. And I guess all the time stops and then expands and contorts into the big black hole, which is the devotional. You can get sucked into it, can't you guys?
Yeah.
And then once you do, there's no getting out.
There isn't. And I would really like to see a lot of newcomers come through, as well as a lot of old timers and a lot of midcomers and all the kind of comers coming down to the old devotional and mix it up and do dancing and singing Devo songs and buying posters. Is it going to be a raffle this time, like an auction type thing? They were giving out
There's going to be some, you know, some door prizes, and then KRK Ryden, the artist who is going to be there again, and we're going to be raffling off some things that he's going to be contributing to, you know, to Pure Raffle items, and there's going to be a lot of really good stuff that people can go home with and remember Devotional 2008 for the rest of their lives.
So basically what you're saying is it's going to devolve into a big McCain rally, right?
Probably.
That's what I thought. Spud Boys, I want to thank you for hanging out on the old-time Drycore radio program and fielding a few calls from some eager Spuds in training. And we're going to leave you guys with a taste of the Spud Boys' performance from their live CD called 82507, which I think is the date that last year's happened on. And I got the CD, I think, early last year. When you guys sent it up to me, I played it a few times. Let's hear a song with Jihad Jerry. What do you want to hear, guys? Which song?
Social Fools.
Definitely Social Fools.
Okay, let me cue this one up. Actually, Jihad Jerry was actually in the house last year performing live with the Spud Boys on vocals on a few songs. It was quite a...
Yeah, and I'd like to point out that this is the first time in about 30 years that Jerry had sung Social Fools live. So...
here we go, a little encore for those that missed it the first time. Guys, you want to give out some websites where they can find out more information from you guys if they want to contact or you know, recap or make friends or something like that? Give out some websites you can.
Well, MySpace.com/SpudBoys.
Hey, one more time.
MySpace.com/SpudBoys. Our official website is SpudBoys.net.
And for devotional info, you can go to boogieboysbasement.com. That is boogie spelled B-O-O-J-I and B-O-Y-S-B-A-S-E-M-E-N-T.com. Or just beachlandballroom.com. They have all the info as well. And devotional 2008, Snake Through the Chaos, occurs this Saturday at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland, starting at noon, ending at midnight or thereabouts. So full day of devolved festivities.